Tampa's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
Bill Morgan, happy to be in for Pam today on Canton's Morning News from 1480 WHBC. And if you're listening to WHBC, maybe going in and around the Canton and Stark County areas, or for that matter, really anywhere in the state of Ohio, you're hearing radio ads for people who have help wanted positions open. You're seeing signs in restaurants and stores as you go in, and that's really no different the case for schools in our area. And we're happy to be joined by the superintendent of Plain Local, Brett May. And superintendent, I know one of the areas in particular, you need bus drivers. Tell us about that.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. Yeah, you're absolutely right. We're no different than most businesses. And so we're looking for bus drivers. And, you know, whether that be part-time or full-time, we definitely have openings. And so, we just wanted to get the word out. And, you know, one of the biggest challenges with bus drivers is the training that goes with it. There's a lot of training and it's expensive. And the district will pay for that. The Plain Local Schools will pay for that to get people trained. It's about a little bit over $250 that the district will cover to get people trained. And we're just looking for people to, like I said, part-time, full-time, we have openings. So we are definitely interested into talking to as many people as want to talk with us.
Brent, if folks are interested, A, how do they get in touch with the school district? And B, how long in terms of, I guess, days is that training process?
Yeah, if people are interested, we have on our website at playmocal.org, we have the phone number, which is 330-492-3500, and they can talk to our Director of Human Resources, Darcy Knight. And so that's how you contact us. And then the other, as far as training goes, I mean, it takes several weeks, you know, because we have to get sub-license and then we have to do the training. So it's a process, but we feel that there's people out there who maybe have a CDL who are looking for some flexible hours. And, you know, Bill, the other thing is, you know, we have 2-hour routes, 3-hour routes. So people can kind of personalize it around their schedule. We do trips at night, obviously, for athletics, for clubs, activities. So there's a lot of flexibility in what we're able to do if people are looking for part-time job, a couple hours a day, maybe want to get out of the house and do something different. You know, we have great kids, and you know, we're just looking to get them where they need to go.
Brent May is the superintendent for Plain Local Schools. Brent, I know a lot of schools in our area also looking for substitute teachers. Where are you guys at in that type of a process?
Yeah, we are the same thing there. You know, we're looking for substitute teachers, and we are working. You know, this year the state has allowed us to create our own guidelines, so to speak. So we're looking for people who are interested in getting in our classrooms. We have a process we go through where we interview each candidate. And even if you don't have a teaching license, we will interview you, and if you get through the interview and you can pass a background check and maybe have some college or experience that we feel that would be good in the classroom, you know, we can get people in to substitute teach, because this is going to be a full year process. I mean, with the pandemic still going on a lack of employees, we're just looking for people who want to work with kids. But it's like I said, you're going to have to interview, and, you know, we're just not going to put anybody in our classrooms, obviously.
And Brent, I know from talking to other area superintendents, a lot of their subs in the past, and this applies to last school year, unfortunately, when COVID did hit, would be retired teachers. And I know that in certain situations, a lot of the retired teachers, being older folks, when COVID hit, they weren't real interested in coming back and subbing on a regular basis because of that COVID challenge. Did you guys find that to be a similar story in Plain Local, or not really?
Yeah, you know, to some extent, we found people being a little hesitant, which, you know, completely understand. This year, I haven't seen that as much. We're just more of finding the people. COVID, we're taking all the safety, you know, protocols, procedures we can in the district, and we're not seeing that as much this year. It's just, you know, I think being out there, being available, every district needs substitute teachers, and we're no different. So if we have someone who retired that wants to work, we're open.
Brent, one more time, the contact information, whether people are interested in bus drivers, being a substitute teacher, how they can reach Plain Local Schools.
Yeah, again, the phone number is 330-492-3500, and they can reach Darcy Knight, and she's a director of human resources. And Bill, I think I would be, you know, foolish not to say, you know, if you want a substitute bus drive in Plain Local, it's $17.50 an hour. And then beyond that, if you're hired full time, it's over $18 an hour. And then if you work full time, you know, that comes with benefits too. So we think it's an attractive option right now.
Superintendent, thank you so much.
Thanks, Bill, for having me on. Happy Thanksgiving.
It's time to honor the 2021 Stark County High School Football All-County Offense and Defense Coach of the Year and Stark County Player of the Year. This year's 77th Annual 1480 WHBC High School Football Banquet is set for Tuesday, November 30th at the Hilton Doubletree in downtown Canton. Tickets are on sale now at the 1480 WHBC Studios on Market Avenue South in Canton from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tickets are $30 each. Join us for a great evening honoring the best of the best. Get more details and check out this year's honorees at WHBC.com.